When the Santa Rosa Mayor's Gang Prevention Task Force was formed back in 2006, its stated goal was to cut gang violence by half within 5 years. After 7 years, the task force is still active, but Khalid Mutaki, who took over as the program manager last August, says a lot of progress has been made.
Santa Rosa was able to get ahead of the curve. If you look 5, 6, 7 years ago, the issue in Santa Rosa was quite different. The extent of the problem was a lot worse. The residents, the community leaders, all the community stakeholders came together and realized that we need to get ahead of this problem before it gets past the tipping point, and then we become an Oakland or a Stockton or a Vallejo or a Salinas. So we're at a very good place right now because we're seeing downward trends in gang involvement. But it just takes one incident to trigger a war. And we have other elements that are impacting it, like this realignment going on with the state. So we have a lot of folks coming out the prison system back to the community that could spark up things. So we're doing a lot better, but we have to stay diligent to make sure that this doesn't spin back in the wrong direction.
But there's another trend Mutaki and the task force must contend with. Gang involvement is starting at increasingly younger ages.
The primary age that a young person joins a gang nowadays is normally between 10 and 15. So that's been getting younger over the years. But most of the violent crimes, the shootings and what have you, are committed between 16 and 24.
Accordingly, he explains, their prevention efforts take two different tracks.
With the music and the videos, any kid can be potentially at risk. So there's a primary prevention, which is targeting all kids, trying to educate them, prevent them as early as possible. Then there's secondary prevention, where you're looking at kids that have specific risk factors. They're coming from a family who has been involved in gangs multi-generationally. They're living in very high crime, high gang areas. They're low academically achieving. Maybe they've been exposed to trauma, seeing someone get shot or what have you.
It's a complex issue, so the task force works with a variety of community organizations, often providing grant funding for them, to discourage gang participation from multiple directions.
We're working with the juvenile hall, providing counseling services and academic supports and parenting supports to kids that are coming out from being incarcerated, coming back to the neighborhoods. We're funding a street outreach component where rehabilitated former gang members are on the streets, building relationships with the high-risk gang involved, mostly teenagers, and trying to mediate any kind of potential issues that are surfacing on the streets.
The Santa Rosa efforts also reach out to neighboring communities, recognizing that the problem is not confined by city limits. The anti-gang program has attracted some laudatory attention from around California, but Mutaki says it remains a continuous issue.
Santa Rosa has been at this for several years now. We've established a very good structure, a very good plan. We have very good partners in place. And now it's time to take a hard look at where we've been, where we're at, and where we want to go.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.